Hello, this is Collective Noun. For a high quality program, press 1. You have pressed 2.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Tonight on the show, Zach, I am taking on dietitians head on.
Finally, Dom, you've been waging this war in private for years now.
I have been.
You don't trust anything the dietitian says. You go pretty much the opposite of their recommendations, and I assume you're bringing this to the forefront tonight.
Well, all I can say is I've had enough of just challenging them in their little offices, right? Because I can't beat dietitians one by
one. Bring the fight to the streets, Dom! Bring it to the people!
This is it. I need to unite all of Australia behind me in this fight, and I reckon in one swoop, I can take down the entire dietitian industry and their rubbish advice tonight on the show.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Dom, a young lady in Melbourne has had a bit of a surprise while on a tram today.
Mm.
Basically, she got hot soup thrown on her.
Yes, which you might be thinking maybe the Melbourne tram service has increased its offerings.
It's offering a soup service.
Yes.
No, that's incorrect, Dom. You see, the issue was there were some travellers who were smoking on the tram when they weren't meant to be smoking. They were asked to stop smoking, and in retaliation, they threw soup at the lady.
You know what? Can I just say, they sound really tough when they're smoking on a tram, breaking the rules. The moment it turns out they're holding soup, though, they're not as tough anymore, are they?
She is okay, Dom, but what do you think would be the worst soup to be thrown at you?
Oh, that's a great question. I reckon pumpkin would be the best.
Yeah, I'm thinking tomato would be a bad one. Firstly, for the stain element, but I also feel like tomatoes can get very hot.
Tomatoes can get hot. I was thinking maybe a minestrone soup. Yeah, you don't want something chunky.
You don't want a chunk in your eye.
And you don't want to be picking the chunks out of your pockets all afternoon. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
Whereas pumpkin will just be in and out. It'll be really take care of itself.
We were asking on 131060, when did you ruin your clothes, this poor lady? Mm. She obviously can't go apart a day anymore. She's got soup all over it.
This has happened to me, Zach. Not this exact thing, but I've had to change a pair of pants. Back in my school days, I was playing touch footy at lunch out on the oval.
Yep.
And the ball got past me out on the wing, and I saw my eyes lit up. I had the perfect moment to score a try, which I never did in touch football days. Mm. And I went for the dive in my long school pants.
Yes.
And as I dove to score the try, you could probably hear from the other side of the oval the rip. I think it echoed throughout the entire school, and it was such a loud rip, and it was literally down the whole inside of the pant, right? So basically from crotch to knee, on the left side, completely torn open. Now, the awkward thing there is I had to do what I would classify as the most uncomfortable walk of my life up to the office, kind of trying to hold the pants together before they gave me like some bobby pins to put together.
So basically in the schoolyard, you were pantsless.
More or less, I was doing this awkward shuffle up and people were like, Dom, is everything okay? I actually probably looked like I had some sort of digestive problem because the way I was shuffling up, trying to hold this is an entirely different phone topic now, but you know, the way I was shuffling up to the office and thankfully Mrs. Flowers up there gave me a substitute pair of pants and I was able to go about my day.
Oh, you had to use the school substitute pants.
I did.
Oh, you don't ever want to do that.
I don't know how many other kids wore those substitute pants, but I did get a day in them, which was good fun.
131060, when did you ruin your clothes?
Mitchell in Brisbane.
Oh, hey, back in high school, I had like very light coloured uniforms and I was fat. I was a really fat kid back in high school. I had a nosebleed. And you know when you get like the blood stains and they start turning a dark brown?
Oh, yes.
Mitchell.
Yeah, so everyone's like looking at all this blood, but it actually looks like chocolate. Everyone's like, oh yeah, righto, fatty, and it's like, oh man.
Oh, that's awful. And can that just be a message to any prospective parents out there? When you're looking for a school for your kids, go for a dark uniform.
That's a good idea, Dom.
It hides the stains, and I'm telling you, in your school days, there are stains. They need to be hidden.
Okay, it sounds like there's some subtext there.
Oh, a lot of tuck shop stains over my life.
Okay, fair enough.
A lot of meat pies, things like that, strawberry breakers.
We'll move on to Summer on the Gold Coast. Summer, when did you ruin your clothes?
Hi, guys. So I was on my, like, I was hopping into my car from my house going to work, and two birds pooped on me at the exact same time.
Double bird!
Going late to work. It was shocking. It was horrible. Yeah, so I had, like, go in and quickly change.
Oh, yeah, wow. But and look, Summer, I can understand the inconvenience, but was part of you, like, it's pretty cool to get a double pooping. Like, that's a bit rare.
Two birds, one poop.
Yeah, like, good luck, right?
Yeah, I think that's a story to tell, isn't it? One bird poops just inconvenient, but two at once, that's a special story.
They have obviously cooperated together. It's actually a marvel of the animal kingdom.
Robert, what ruined your clothes?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good guy.
I was on the way to work, and I used to work in the city, and I used to get a stop early, so I'd get a coffee, and I was just walking with my coffee, nice white shirt, and it was the middle of winter, and I got a shiver and spilt it all over me. As I was walking to work, I decided to call sick and bam.
Really?
What, the stain was that bad, you took a sick day, Robert?
Well, I couldn't start the day like that. Come on.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's going to be downhill from that point on.
That's true. And sometimes you got to cut your losses because if you walk into work like that, it doesn't paint a great picture of your competency. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're spilling coffee on your shirt, will you be trusted with the big account? I don't know.
Lastly, Carla in Cairns, what were in your clothes?
Hey, guys. Not as great of a sporting story as yourself, mate, but... just got a good old fat belly baby at the moment, and just before going to work had to have a good stretch and yawn and popped all three bottom buttons and had to go find an emergency shirt from somewhere and be the odd one out for the day. But yeah, that shirt's gone now.
Right, the three pop buttons. I must say, there's very few feelings in life more humiliating, Zach, than popping a button on your clothes.
Yeah.
It's happened to me on my jeans a few times before where, you know, you can just see they're doing their absolute best to hold on. They're under tight pressure and then it just goes.
Was it during a meal, Dom?
It was not during a meal.
Because I think that's a good sign to stop eating once the button pops off. This is Collective
Noun with Zach and Dom. Zach, look, you've done something today that has betrayed me, that has hurt me in the closest part to my heart that you can possibly get. It's a food-related betrayal.
I haven't had any cheese today, Dom, so I don't see how I can get to the closest part of your heart.
Look, we caught up for lunch, you and I. We grabbed acai bowls together, and that was a really pleasant lunch, I thought. We were having a great time, a great conversation, and we got in my car to go and leave when you said, hey, by the way, do you know this bakery that's next door to the acai bowl place does gluten-free cinnamon buns?
Yeah, I thought they did. Turns out they didn't.
Can I just say, the excitement that filled my heart. Now, I got diagnosed with celiac. Gluten was ruled out for me months ago. And cinnamon, anything to do with bakeries and cinnamon, I've had dreams about it, Zach. I thought this was long gone for me. I walk into this bakery you've told me about, and can I just say, the array of the cinnamon buns they had lined out on
top of
the counter.
They had a lot of them.
Oh, there was a cream cheese one, an original one, a Nutella one. I think there was like a chocolate one. Mm. And they smelled unbelievable. Mm. Imagine the best hot cinnamon donut type scroll smell you can imagine wafting through the entire restaurant, the entire bakery. And I thought, Zach, I could kiss you. You've led me to this promised land of gluten-free cinnamon buns.
You're welcome, Tom. You're welcome.
Only for me to say, what's gluten-free? And the person behind the counter to say, just this crummy little biscuit over in the corner of the cabinet.
Did you not enjoy the biscuit?
So she's called it a cookie. It doesn't deserve the title cookie. It was a biscuit.
What's the difference?
Well, a biscuit's less fun. Okay. A cookie is maybe sweeter and it's you know, maybe softer.
So why you're upset is because I have said, hey, this bakery does cinnamon buns that are gluten-free. It turns out they weren't gluten-free. Dom, I feel like that we were on a Bigfoot expedition. I thought I saw Bigfoot. Mm. And what am I meant to do? Not yell out, hey, there's Bigfoot?
I just think, you know, what would that do to my heart. Take the precautions before you go and tell me this stuff.
I thought I saw it, Dom.
I thought
I was helping you. I thought I'd mention it. How would I get you into the store without saying, I think they have gluten-free cinnamon buns?
What you should have said is, just sit in the car. I want to go check something out. And gone and done a scouting report. Essentially what you did is, I've been sentenced to a life sentence in prison. Mm. And you said, by the way, I found a way out of the prison. Yep. You can live a whole life out of the prison. And I run with you so excited. A whole life ahead of me awaits.
Yep.
Only to find that it's a hole only you can fit through. And I'm stuck in the prison.
And I did fit through it, didn't I? Because I got a cinnamon bun.
Well, that's the worst part of this whole story. You got the cinnamon bun, despite lying to me.
I didn't lie. Well, to the best of my knowledge, they were gluten-free.
Well, okay, despite leading me down the garden path with these gluten-free cinnamon buns, you felt no remorse, no apology. You let me buy my crummy little biscuit.
Mm. Well, okay, you tell me what I should have done. Okay, so we're both in jail.
Yes.
We get to the end, right? Yeah. We find the tunnel that only I can fit through.
Yes.
What, do you want me to wait there with you, wait for the guards to find us?
Yes.
No, I'm going ahead to get help. Come back for you. Oh. I'm yelling. And then when I get out, I go, see you, sucker. I'm never going
across
back
Australia. You're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. App or crap?
Dom, it's getting harder and harder to tell real technology from fake technology. That's why each week I present two apps. One is real, one is fake, completely made up by me.
Yep.
All you have to do, Dom, is tell me which is which.
Okay, what's the theme of the apps tonight? What area are we talking?
GPS slash cars.
Okay, right.
They're car slash driving related apps.
Yes.
All using the GPS, though. In
right.
your phone.
Okay. We'll launch into what's the first one?
First one is called parking pins.
Okay.
Pretty self-explanatory, actually.
Oh, this is actually very smart. Surely this already exists. I imagine what you're about to tell me is that when you park your car at a shopping centre, you place a pin.
Yep.
And it tells you exactly on a location level where you parked.
Bada bing, bada boom.
That's amazing.
That's it, Dom. And it's easy to explain. Just from the title, you got it.
That is so overdue for humanity, just in general.
There's a few parking apps out there. I feel like this is the simplest one.
Can I just say, if you have invented that one and that doesn't exist before tonight, that... do you reckon that's Nobel Peace Prize or Nobel? You know, certainly.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Certainly, it gets you in the category, the nominations for the Nobels.
The next one is called In Traffic Reply.
Okay.
And this is an app. Obviously, you shouldn't be texting while driving.
No, and if anybody is doing that right now, stop. This is your parents speaking.
That was weird. Dom's parents came in for a second. Took over on the radio.
I just thought, you know, we've got to be responsible broadcasters. Put the message out to drivers around the country.
Certainly. Well, if you have In Traffic Reply on your phone,
yes,
that will be a problem of the past.
Right.
What happens is it tells when you're in a car or on a bike because of the GPS, how fast you're traveling.
Right.
Right. So
you could just be in a car going through roadworks and it would think you're on a bike.
Yeah, good point. It figures it out some way with the GPS.
Sure, right. Okay.
And when you're in a car or on a bike,
yep,
it sends an auto reply saying the default would be something like, sorry, can't reply now, I'm driving.
I'm but on a bike.
But you could customize that to be whatever you want, if you want it to be a bit more sassy, a bit funnier, whatever you'd like. But the point is, because you get a lot of anxiety, don't you? If you hear your phone going off, you're like, I got to reply. But this buys you some time safely and in a way where both parties are happy. They go, okay, well, I don't want to disturb them while they're driving.
Yep.
I'll give them, whatever, half an hour, 20 minutes.
Okay.
And they'll hit them up again.
Well, this is the easiest apple crap we've ever had. The second one's completely made up and the first one's real.
Incorrect.
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, In Traffic Reply is a new app by Samsung. I think it's a great idea.
I mean, that is a good idea, but the first one was genius, and the second one sounded... I didn't understand the bike and car thing. That was a bit convoluted.
That's on me, really. I didn't do a lot of research into how the GPS figured out you're in a car.
Okay,
but
right.
It does somehow.
Maybe you select car option or something like that?
No, I don't think so. The article I read was like gave the gist that it was automatic.
I don't understand how they take... Because cars and bikes travel at similar speeds at times. I'm just saying, logistically, on a logistical level.
To tell the difference between a bike and a car,
I
think you would probably select I ride a bike or I'm...
Oh, right, okay.
That's the big problem for you?
That's
the
one
thing you're getting hung up on?
I refuse to move on with the show until I had that cleared up for me. You've cleared it up for me.
Fair enough. And parking pins, if anyone wants to do that, I expect, what would you say would be fair? 20% of the profits?
Well, all I can say is I'm booking my flight to the next Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony. I think that changes humanity. It's genius.
The good thing is you'll know where you've parked in the car park then.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom. We're handing the reins over to Dom. This is Freedom.
That's right, Dom. This is your favourite time of the week.
Oh,
the
yes.
one portion of the show where your leash is off.
Yep.
You are free to run wherever you'd like in the park. No matter what idea you pitch, the team has to go with it. No one can veto your ideas. Mm. It's just free range for Dom.
It's so exciting, Zach. Basically, this is what it would be like if I had a one-man show. Mm. This is the sort of stuff you'd hear. And tonight, I am using the show for personal reasons, for personal validation.
What's going on?
So I went to see a dietitian a few weeks ago. Recently got diagnosed as celiac. Part of the conditions, they say, go see a dietitian. And I have never heard such a lecture about how important fruit and vegetables are as I heard in that dietitian appointment.
Well, I imagine they weren't too impressed with what you had explained to them about how much fruits and vegetables you were eating.
They asked me to go through my diet. And when I had said my daily diet, they said, continue. And I said, that's it. And they said, where are your vegetables? And I said, I didn't realize how important those were. And they went on to give me this lecture about how you
what
have to...
What did you think was important?
I thought vegetables were like... you know, it's kind of like maybe an old relative's birthday. It'd be nice if you can go along. Do you know what I mean? It'd be nice if you can get your vegetables, but, you know, no one's really going to expect you to get them, and it's not that necessary. So
what did you think all the ads were for?
Oh, kind of just in the same way that my mum might pressure me and say, it's important to go to your uncle's birthday. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's putting the pressure on. It'd be nice to go, but it's not essential.
Mm-hmm.
But then the dietitian comes out with this massive lecture about how you have to get your 5 vegetables every day.
Okay.
And it's unrealistic, Zach. Nobody can get their 5, like, okay, maybe 2 servings of fruit a day. So when we're looking at the 2 and 5, the 2 servings of fruit, maybe in some realm that's achievable. But 5 servings of vegetables a day?
That's right. That's what they recommend.
Oh, well, I stop recommending it. It's rubbish.
But they don't choose it on what they think is achievable. They choose it on what is healthy.
Well, just let me die innocent. That's what I say.
What do you mean, die innocent?
Don't, because I'm not going to get the 5 vegetables either way.
Okay, well, you will die sooner.
Yes, but
that's a fact.
I'd rather not know is my point.
Right. So they should keep it to themselves. They have discovered the right amount of vegetables to eat.
Yes.
To help you live longer.
Mm.
What a discovery. And you're saying, don't share that with me because I won't be able to reach the amount because I like cheese too much.
You are mocking me right now, and I can hear that in your voice. But I tonight am going to prove, I'm going to get people of Australia behind me on this. I'm going to prove that this is unrealistic, that this is unachievable, and that everybody else is feeling the same way I am. 131060. I want to know, did you get your 5 and 2 today? My prediction, nobody did.
So what are you asking? Be clear. Do you want to know?
Yes.
Do you want to know if there's one person who has? So do you want someone who has got them? Or are you asking everyone? You're doing a survey of the whole population.
I'm doing a survey. If you didn't get your 5 and 2, definitely call on 131060. If you did get them, call them as well. But I mean, I may as well ask if you've seen a unicorn. Because they're equally likely to get calls. Nobody out there, this is the call I'm going to go out and make. There is nobody who has gotten 5 servings of vegetables and 2 of fruit today.
I think there would be lots of people.
What, dietitians? They don't stay up till this hour, she told me.
Right.
No,
I think people are interested in their health. What?
Well, look, let's go to a song. I feel dead on certain there won't be one. Because it's so, I really tried today. You were with me. We went to a health shop. And I got a vegetable smoothie or vegetable juice. It was disgusting. And you're telling me that wasn't even my 5 servings of vegetables.
That wasn't a vegetable juice, mate.
What was it?
It was like a green juice. It was like half fruit and half vegetables.
Cucumber and celery were in it. It was disgusting. And even that didn't get me there, apparently.
No, it would have got you about halfway, I think.
That's so absurd. Where on earth are you meant to get the time for this? 131060. Did you get your 2 and 5?
You're meant to do it when you're eating your pizza tonight that I saw you scoff down. Instead of that, you're meant to be eating a salad.
India in Penrith, India, you didn't get your 2 and 5, did you?
No, I didn't get my 2 and 5.
Do you think it's achievable, though, India?
I don't think it is achievable because...
Thank you.
I mean, spending so much time preparing those vegetables is...
Yes.
I mean, some people just work too hard for that.
I completely agree. India, take a pump for me. How many servings of vegetables do you reckon you did squeeze in?
Today?
Yeah, just a pump.
Zero.
There we go, zero. And that's, I think most people, a zero day isn't too bad. And I think dietitians would say, maybe if you can fit a few in a day, you're doing okay.
Dom, you shouldn't be angry at the dietitians.
I'm furious at them.
They're trying to help you. They're giving you information to make you feel better.
They're telling me about a world I'll never reach. It's just not achievable. Jeff in Ballarat, you didn't get your 2 and 5 either, did you?
No, I didn't. And I can't remember the last time I did.
Yep, Jeff, I'm 100% with you. How many veggies did you have today?
None.
Beautiful.
This is what I mean.
This is what I mean. And I hope this message is going loud and clear across the country to all the dietitians. People can't do this and stop asking it of us.
So it's like climate change. That's exactly what it's like. The scientists tell us what we need to do to turn around global warming.
Mm.
And what you're saying is, I don't care what it is. I can't do it. So don't tell me.
Well, I heard a climate scientist recently saying it's a lost cause. And you know what? The 2 and 5 is a lost cause as well. Gabby and Bendigo, did you get your 2 and 5?
No, I did.
There we go, Dom.
Well, I'm sorry to anyone listening in. We're broadcasting a liar. Gabby, how on earth did you fit 5 vegetables in?
Meal prep.
Okay.
Well, this is what I was talking about, Dom. People care about their health.
Gabby, would you say you eat your 2 and 5 most days?
Yeah, pretty much most days. Like, I have to eat so much because I work a lot. So.
And, there you go, Dom.
How often do you lie on the radio, Gabby? Is it just tonight or is it always?
Never, mate.
I'm
hoping there's a few more calls lined up here. I think they're all going to be yeses, Dom.
Graham in Sydney, did you get your 2 and 5? Graham, well, did you get
yeah,
your...
Yeah, mate, yeah.
Did you
yes,
get your
I did.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And salad as well.
There you go. And salad on top of that, Dom. He's adding a bit extra. Why not?
Yeah.
Just a little bit of a exclamation point at the end of the day. He's doing 8-2, 8-5. You can't stop him.
Maybe he's eating for me then. He can cover my quota off.
Do you know
off.
What? He's got so much energy from all the vegetables he's eating, Dom.
Yes.
He eats more vegetables. It compounds on top.
Yeah, what a miserable life that sounds like.
They seem like happy people to me.
Nicole, in Newcastle, did you get your 2-5?
Yeah, I did. I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, okay, can I just say, this was meant to be an accurate depiction of the real Australia, and instead, do you know what's happened, Zach?
What?
I'm sure on one of these dietitian Facebook pages, on one of the lobbies,
not right.
They've said
that's
everyone...
Not right.
No, they have. They've
I
said
bet
everyone
you're
going to
start saying you feel bullied now, because these people are coming on and saying that they had that. Let's go through more.
Well, why... Okay, Joelle, did you get your 2-5?
I did, absolutely.
Okay, and Joelle, are you a dietitian or have you been paid by one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, well, they asked you to say that too, didn't they?
All right, let's go. Becky.
Oh, come on, Zach.
Becky in Brisbane, did you get your 2-5?
Hang on a second. We've lost Becky there because she realised she didn't want to be a liar on the radio is what's happened there.
No,
Zach.
I think you're not too good on the buttons. I think that's the reality.
No, look, I just feel like it's gotten to the stage where, you know, I don't trust a single one of these calls who said they got their 2-5. I don't trust one of
them. Do
you
think they've been paid off?
I feel like the dietitian lobby has heard that we were attacking them tonight and they've said everybody call in and
well,
sabotage.
Well, now you're sounding like
the
climate change denier is done. Anyone who speaks out has been paid off.
All right. Well, look, we need to reach a conclusion. And the conclusion I feel I've reached.
You said it was impossible, and we had about 5 people. I'm also going to count Becky because I'm pretty sure she was in the boat of getting 2-5, saying that they had. That was about 50-50.
Okay. Well, maybe it is more achievable than I gave it credit for. My point is...
Your point is you don't like vegetables.
That's my point, and I'm standing by it, and I'm still going to eat as much cheese as I've been eating for the past few years, and I don't care what you say, Australia, nothing's changing in my diet.
This is Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
This is Collective Noun's Out of Context News.
Making Out of Context News today, Harry Styles drew a picture for his dad to put on the fridge.
I think he liked it. He said he did. I mean, he's great, and obviously... It was a really cool moment.
Also, Donald Trump spoke about the people who spend time with him.
Many of those people are very, very miserable, unhappy people.
And Matt Preston revealed what he does when George is talking on MasterChef.
For me, I like to sleep. It's a chance where the phone doesn't ring. So I like to just pull up that little blankie and just kind of just... like that. Perfect.
Right across Australia, you're listening to Collective Noun with Zach and Dom.
Look, Zach, we are at the end of the show, and I got to say, I have been excited all night because I did buy myself a little treat for the end of the show. You might know Yowie's, the chocolates are slowly starting to come back into shops around the place.
I do not know that.
Yeah, you haven't seen the Yowie's popping up every now and then?
To be honest with you, if you had just told me a Yowie chocolate, I probably wouldn't have known what it was. I thought they were like those rectangle... chocolates that you got like a card in them? Or are those what? Bilbies? What were those?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
And that's surprising because you know every chocolate that's been produced over the last 25 years.
You've just seen it. I found a gap in my knowledge that I did not know existed. So
they were Australian chocolates and they were rectangle. They're about the size of a playing card. Anyway, okay. That's what I thought Yowie's were.
No, Yowie's, they're like a Kinder Surprise of sorts. So it's like a little animal and there's like a toy inside of it, right?
Mm.
And they've finally come back to Australian shelves. I bought one on the way in tonight. I was so excited to give it a shot and to eat it at the end of the show.
Mm.
And here we are. We've reached the end of the show. My Yowie's gone missing.
Are you sure you haven't eaten it and forgotten about it?
Look, yes. I'm pretty. As much as the experience of eating a Yowie can be so overwhelming that you can forget it happened, I'm pretty sure that's not what's happened.
So we've had a Yowie go missing.
Yes.
Short of doing a serial-style podcast where we try to find it.
Yep.
Or actually, really, it's following the path of the real-life mythical Yowie.
Yeah.
There's been a few sightings. You saw it earlier tonight.
Yep.
No one else saw it. It can't be confirmed.
Well, here's the thing, is I know what's happened to the Yowie.
Mm.
And our producer, Michael, joins us now. Michael, can you just confess straight away, you stole the Yowie?
Dom, my role as a producer has a couple of facets. One of those is to make sure the show runs smoothly.
Sure.
Another one is to keep you in the best possible state you can to be on the radio.
Well, here's the thing I'm saying to you right now. I refuse, and you guys know we have to get out of here really quickly. I refuse to end this show until you give me the Yowie back.
No, because...
No ifs and buts.
You were saying, it happened when you were talking about not getting your 2 and 5, and I thought, if he eats this chocolate, he's just going to be worse off.
That's true. And Michael, can I ask?
Yes.
Is the Yowie, does it still exist?
I definitely didn't eat it.
Okay, you haven't eaten it.
No
okay,
way.
So is it in shatters? Is it in one piece?
No, I'm not that mean.
Okay. So this is what we talk about when we do hostage negotiations here, Dom. I'm just making sure that the base level, that the Yowie's still in play.
What would it take to get that Yowie back? I'm not leaving without the Yowie. I need the Yowie. I'm so excited about this chocolate.
I need you to promise me that you'll have your 2 and 5 tomorrow.
Well, that's not going to happen. Let's not be realistic. Give me the Yowie and I'll
How about you
episode.
Eat it in front of him,
Don't
Michael.
You dare do that.
Do you know where it is? Go get it, BRB.
Okay, you go get it.
No, no, no.
Bring it back.
No, don't you dare.
2 and 5,
Dom. I have waited for years for the
Yowie
to come
this
back.
This is for the dietitians out there. If you're listening earlier, Dom launched a campaign against dietitians everywhere saying they didn't know what they're talking about. And Dom, you need to be punished.
Michael, do not eat that Yowie in front of me.
I made my demands.
Michael has a red Yowie in front of the microphone. You can hear the foil being opened.
I really don't like chocolate either.
Yeah, Michael's not even going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Dom, how do you feel about that?
This is the ultimate betrayal. I honestly, Michael, you've got one last... Do not eat that chocolate.
It's already split down the middle.
Yeah, they do that.
Let's halve it, Michael.
No, okay, don't. Yeah, no!
I'll have half.
Oh, Zach, you're going to hate it as well.
Michael has half.
Please don't. Guys, please.
Oh, okay. The toy inside takes up the whole of the inside, unlike the Kinder Surprise.
I know we're having fun.
I'm about to
Zach,
eat my
don't
half.
Don't eat the... Oh, Zach... Seriously, this is...
It's not that good.
Do you know, in year 4, some of the kids stole my lunch off me. And I really had to argue with them to give it back to me, and then they ate it in front of me. And I'm having awful flashbacks right now to that moment. Zach, there's a little bit left. Can I have that little bit of the Yowie? Don't put it in. Don't put it... Oh, Zach! All right, I'm just getting out of here.
I know you're going to buy 5 on the way home.
The servo I bought it from is 24 hours. So just a heads up to that guy working there tonight. I'm on my way. Prepare the Yowies. look, if you don't want to hear the whole show back, search for Collective Noun on iTunes. You guys are awful. And
do you want to know what the toy was?
Yeah, tell me what the toy was. What was the toy?
It's a bear.
Can I have the bear?
Yeah, sure. You can have that. No. There you go.
We'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
From Collective Noun, grab podcasts and videos online on Facebook at Collective Noun Comedy.